The topics I'm hoping to cover tonight are: when should one start dating? How does one decide if he's ready or not? How does one analyze himself? How does one get a shidduch? Meaning, how does one get offered a girl? How does one decide with which girl to go out with? And how do you verify about girls? The first conversation with a girl, what do you speak about? Length, etc. Setting up a place for the date. How do you choose a place to date? Preparations for a date. The first date itself. Different tips and ideas how to run the first date. Things to discuss, things not to discuss on a date. After the date, how do you analyze? Continue, not to continue. Mistakes people make. The conversation after the date, when you call her. If you decide to continue, how to run it. And if you decide to end, how to run it. And then the continuation, the flow of dating. And you're assuming it does go good and you think it makes sense to continue. And then we'll end off with the topic, which maybe this is what everyone wanted to begin with. How do you choose a wife? How do you know which one's Mrs. Right? And then, in general, tips about taking counsel with people, what yes to do, what not to do. That's generally what I have planned for tonight. And I'd want to hear what you guys want to hear. If there are points that I left out, whatever you think, if there are questions you want us to address, of course you could always ask Toch Kedei as we're talking, but just tell me so it'll be easier to incorporate it in our discussion. So
I've never seen so many people in this morning class.
So, first question when we're talking about dating is, when do you start dating? I don't think there's anyone here who's... Oh, maybe there are some people here who are... Age is a factor. As far as age goes, so I don't think it makes sense today for a person to start dating under... I would say under the age of 20, 22, but... definitely not under 18 or 19. Every rule has its exception. If someone thinks he should start, so let him consult with someone if he wants to, or do whatever he wants, a free country. Basically, a person wants to know that he's reached the maturity level, that he knows what he's doing. No one knows what they're doing. That's the truth. But you have to at least be balanced and know enough about life to know to choose a wife, and know enough about yourself, and have developed enough and matured enough that that you can be confident and that you've at least reached a certain plateau from which you're going to date. Now, we never want to reach a plateau. We always want to keep moving up. But every person has his parameter with which he has his ups and downs. One person, one day he's eating kosher, the next day he isn't. The next day he's eating kosher, the next day he isn't. So he's going to go out with a girl, and if it's on the day when he's eating kosher, he's going to want a girl that wants kosher. Nah, it's on the day that not. So it's a different girl. So who's he? So the truth is that one of the basic questions we're going to have to discuss when we're talking about going on a date is, who am I? That seems to be a simple question, but who am I is composed of who I was, my history, who I am today, and what my aspirations for the future are. Now, people very often get confused between a person's aspirations and who he is. We'd like to think that because we aspire to be someone, that means that we are that person, and that's not so at all. We all have the days when we get up on time, and we're focused on what we do, and everything goes right, and we understand what we're learning, and we're into it, and we don't get upset at other people, and we're easygoing, and the sun seems to shine just right. And we like to think, yeah, that's me. That's who I always am. Everyone always likes me, and I always get along with everyone, and I'm an easygoing person, and I understand what we're learning, and I'm into things, and I'm on time. And we all have those days when we get up late, we're cranky, the world seems to be all cloudy, no one seems to be our friend, and nothing seems to be going right. And we like to think, that's not me, no, that was a bad day. And then are the days that are in between, where things are, some things are right and some things are not so right. But who am I? Am I the person who gets up cranky every morning? Well, no, not every morning. Am I the person that gets up happy every morning? Well, no, not every morning. So who am I? I'm a person who has ups and downs, like everyone else. But I have to at least, firstly, I have to reach a stage where the parameter of my ups and downs is close enough that I can quantify who I am. If I've had 3 weeks where I wasn't davening at all, I wasn't putting on tefillin, and then I had 2 months where I was, I don't think I could go out after those 2 months. I might have had a very good 2 months, but I have to give myself time to become a balanced individual, to see where am I really. It's legitimate to have ups, it's legitimate to have downs, everyone has them, but for a person to go out, he has to be balanced. He has to know where he really stands. That could be really stands at, you know, sometimes I put on film, sometimes I don't. That could be where he stands. If he feels that that's the person that he is, and he's reached high enough that it makes sense for him to date at this level, fine. That's legitimate. But if he feels, you know, I really want to build a Torah home, and I'm going to keep everything, and I'm going to expect of myself and of my wife to keep every halacha, and if I have a son that dares not put on tefillin one day, I'll blow a fit. Well, wait a second, where are you? The question the person has to ask himself is, am I on that level, or is this just an aspiration? So one of the most basic questions when we want to go out is, who am I? Have I reached a plateau? Not that I'm going to stop growing, but that at least things are a little bit more balanced, and have I reached that stage for long enough that I know who I am? Meaning, we might have defined aspirations, but the question is, where are we in terms of those aspirations? It's important to have aspirations, and we're going to discuss that. Part of what we're looking for is someone to share our goals with. There are certain goals that have to be shared between a couple. But before we even go out with a girl, we have to at least know that we are who we want to present ourselves as being, and we are the person who is fit to find the wife that fits our aspirations. Is that clear till here? Are you guys with me?
Shared goals as far as with kids and...
So we'll discuss that, which goals it's important for a couple to share, and which goals they could complement one another. We'll get to that later. But right now, I think it's important that people be cognizant of the fact that every person has a tendency to feel like he has accomplished some of his goals when it comes to building his personality. We all like to think that we are better than we really are. And in many aspects of life, that doesn't really make a difference. No one knows what we fantasize about. When it comes to dating, so then it does make a difference, because a person could fool himself into thinking he is someone who he isn't, and then when he dates, he's going to run into contradictions. Let's give an example. There was a guy who, he had many exceptional traits. He loved helping people, helped his friends, helped people. He was an exceptional guy. But he never came to terms with the fact that he wasn't living up to his ideal of keeping Torah. He'd wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning instead of at 7 o'clock, and he always thought that he was the person who he wanted to be. But for years, he wasn't. So instead of supporting his ego healthily and saying, you know, I still have to work on that, I'm not there yet, but I am a positive person in many other aspects, he kept thinking, I really have to be that person. I have to be that person who does wake up on time, who does go to a shir every day, even though I'm working. And he started dating with the picture that he was that person, because he kept on thinking, I'll be that person. And every time he would go out with a girl who matched that person, it didn't match him, because that wasn't really him. They quote Freud as saying, I didn't read it inside, but they quote Freud as saying that there are two choices, two decisions that a person makes that come from his innermost being, that you can't analyze a person and say this is why or something else is the reason why. It says the two choices a person makes in life that come from his inner self is the choice of who he marries and the choice of what job he takes. Those two things, they come from the whole person, from the deep understanding of a person. We don't even know why we choose our mate. We're going to discuss how we're supposed to choose them. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, if you have to analyze, was it this reason, was it that reason, it's very hard to pinpoint and say it was A, B, and C. I had a friend who, he had many talents. He was successful at learning. But he had certain faults like we all do. And he dated, and he got engaged. Whenever he went to the Kala's house, so he'd wake up for Vasikin, wake up early in the morning, and he'd go to Daven, and he'd spend up late, he'd stay up late at night, Friday night, talking to her, and then learning. And then he'd come back to Yeshiva, and bam, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, sleep late, forget Minyan, got up at 11, 12, and I was once near him when his Kala called, and he told her, you remember that question you asked me about this and this issue? So I couldn't take time for morning Seder to look it up. So in between morning Seder and afternoon Seder, I looked it up, and this says like this, and this says like that. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? Couldn't take time for morning Seder. You weren't that morning Seder. So he hangs up the phone, and I ask him, I tell him, you know, what's going to be the day after you get married? I mean, you're pulling her leg. She thinks, like, the way you are at her house, you're getting up early, and she thinks that's who you really are, and come on. I mean, we both know you're not getting up on time for anything. That's not who you are. So he said to me, he said, everyone has ups, and everyone has downs, and I'm in a slump, and after I get married, I'll shape up. So I told him, look, I mean, we know one another for a few years now. This is a pretty long slump. You know, I wouldn't tell a guy that, but this was his life.
You knew him for 2 or 3 years?
I knew him for a few years. He knew her for a shorter time. We're going to discuss how long you date for. So he said, no, that's me. And he did all kinds of things in this vein. And they got married. And I was limited, like, what could I do? They were already engaged. Her family had known me, and they didn't verify well. We're going to discuss how you verify about a girl. They didn't even ask me anything. They asked other people. So I didn't know he was telling her all these lies until later. And halachically, I did a lot of research. I was killing myself. Like, I'm standing there and I see what's going on, and maybe I should say something. So that's something you should know. Before you speak up, verify the halacha. These halachas are very complicated. You have to go to a rabbi and check it out. Even in a situation like this, the bottom line was, halachically, I couldn't say anything. I'm not going into all the details of the halacha, but that was the bottom line in this case. They were married, and their marriage didn't last half a year. They were divorced. I automatically thought, okay, you know, how could you expect it to last? It was all based on lies. That wasn't who he really was. It was who he aspired to be, but it wasn't who he was. And then he got remarried. And when he got remarried, he would wake up every morning for Vasikin. And he'd learn all day long. And he was the same guy which he claimed he could be. So I'm always left with a question mark. Yeah. Who was he really? Did that divorce have to happen? Meaning that when they got divorced, I was thinking, you bum, you brought her upon yourself. Come on. Yeah, you lied to her. But then he proved later on when he got married with someone else that, no, that is him. I think he was still wrong, because a person could believe this is who I could be, but a person can't fool someone else. We have to be honest. The basis for a relationship is truth. Any relationship. So he shouldn't have misled her. Should have told her, these are my aspirations, this is where I am today. He might have fooled himself to an extent, because he was convinced this was who he was. He was correct that he had the potential to be this person. He's proven that for years now. And this is an old story. But bottom line, that wasn't who he was at the time. He was a person who had the potential to be that. So you should have seen to it to be that person. If you're not that person, then you can't expect someone to marry you based upon The fact that you believe you'll one day be that person. We all believe we'll one day be great people. I do too, really. But okay, we all, every morning we think, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get up on time, tomorrow I'll get up early, tomorrow this, tomorrow that. Okay, so let's see tomorrow. Now, as an aside, I just want to share with you a story, being that we're being so downcast on life, so I want to share with you a story that, by me, is really a story I heard as a little boy, and it's one of my mottos for life, this story. There was a Hasidic Rebbe named Rav Zusha, and he used to go to sleep at night. Before he went to sleep, so he'd start, no, it was Rav Itzel, I think it was Rav Itzel. He'd lie and he'd sit in bed, he'd start going over the day, and he'd see, okay, I did this wrong, this wasn't exactly right, this should have been better. He'd do like every good Jew does at the end of the day, he'd review the day to see what he did right and wrong. And then he'd start talking to himself. He'd say, Yitzhak, this is pretty bad. What'd you do this for? How'd you do so? How'd you do that today? And then he'd think for a second, and he'd say, tomorrow will be better. And then he'd say, yeah, but yesterday you said tomorrow would be better. And look what today was. And then he'd think for another few seconds, and he'd say, yeah, but tomorrow will really be better. And then he'd go to sleep. Could be. I don't know. I'm telling you a story I heard almost 20 years ago. Probably about 20 years ago. So I'm a big believer in that. A person should never give up. Even though yesterday he also said, well, tomorrow will really be better. Make tomorrow better. But when we're talking about dating, we're talking about the truth. We're talking about who am I and who am I going out with. What's important for me? One of the things we have to think about when we're approaching dating, so he said, a person has to know he's reached a certain balance level, and then if he feels he's ready, he could consult with one of his rabbeim, he could consult with someone who knows him well, and if he feels he's balanced, he's had a period of time, and I don't think a month or 2 months is enough. I would give it much more than that, that he's been on maintained a certain level, and this is who he feels he really is. He's reached the level from which he wants to pick a wife, then a person has to prepare. So what are we looking for? And what we're looking for is going to revolve around what's important to us. Now what's important to us is not something that I could tell you. I could tell you how important it is to match on certain things and how certain things are nonsense. But you have to decide what's important for each one of you. Some people open up a book and they read, well, the most important thing is midos. The most important thing is this or that, and they go by the book. You can't marry a woman by the book. Each one of us has different things that are more and less important to us. We're going to hear certain things that are more important for the building of a home and certain things that are more important we should be similar about. But bottom line, you don't build life by a book. You don't match the book. That same book says you have to be a certain person. None of us have yet lived up to being that person. So we have to find the wife, not based upon rules that we might find in books, but it has to match us. And we have to take time to think what's really important for us. Part of that is what's important for us in a home. When we build a home, what are we thinking to build in that home? What's going to be in that home? I had a guy who came to me. They got engaged. And after the engagement, it became clear that there were certain halachas that she wasn't planning on keeping. So I listened, I didn't say anything. A month passed by, it was a long engagement period. And he came to me again, and I told him, you know, just out of curiosity, you mentioned this, you mentioned that. Did everything work out? So he starts thinking, and he says, you know, it didn't work out. It's been bothering me ever since. And the situation evolved, and at one point he said to me, why didn't you tell me a month ago, when I told you that she said this, why didn't you then sit me down and tell me, well, what's going to be with that? So I told him, look, there's the ideal. It's true. Every person is supposed to keep every halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's true. We all have to keep the halachos. But when you come to me and tell me she's said that there are certain halachas she doesn't plan on keeping, and you don't react and say, well, how could I continue this engagement even though we're engaged, then I have to assume that one of your aspirations for the home you're going to build, number one or two or three in those aspirations, was not to build a home that's going to stick to every halacha and Shulchan Aruch. So I can't take my ideals, the fact that in my home I would never be willing to stay another minute with someone who tells me that. I can't tell you to apply my rules to your life. You're going to talk to me not for me to apply my rules to your life, but for me to think with you based on your head. So if you come to me and you tell me, well, this is what she said, and you're not telling me because she said this, so I don't see how we could continue. You're telling me this is a scheme of things, and you're talking to me about other things. You don't even stop on this point. So I have to respect that and think with your head. And just because I noticed that it might bother you, and maybe it is a point that we should discuss a little bit, I mentioned it, and even that I was considering not doing. So this might seem a little extreme to you, but it's the truth. Each of us has the level which we're on, and we have to recognize who we are and what's important to us. And I would hope that each person here reaches the level where it's important to him that his home keeps the Torah and keeps the halacha. And if a person is not yet there, but he's aspiring to be there, then maybe a person should wait before he goes out. But bottom line, the person that's going out is the person where he is today. We're not going out with ideals. The ideals are a separate issue. But the person who's going out, I don't mean to say we're not going out with ideals. We are going out with ideals and aspirations. But we have to recognize that I am who I am. And that's the person who's going to be dating. So if I'm not yet where I'd like to be before I'm dating, so I'll wait. I'll grow some more, and then I'll date. And it's not an easy thing for me to say, because I know people here want to start dating, and people here aren't 16 years old. I mean, it's legitimate. But you also want to build a home that's going to last, and that you're going to grow it. Yeah?
What about, you mentioned somebody who's not at that level that they are aspiring to be at, they should wait until they start dating. Personally, I think that one could wait for their entire life till they're at the level where, and still not reach the level where they would want to aspire to be at, as you said, but all continuously aspiring to be at a certain level, to be at a higher level. I think, for me, it seems important to find somebody with at a similar level that I'm at, even if it's not the level that I'm would ideally be at for a home, but somebody with a similar aspiration, somebody that wants to continue in the same speed, the same direction, sort of.
So that's true to an extent. That's why I stress the idea of having a perimeter to the ups and downs. Meaning, it's true. If a person says, I reached a plateau, this is who I am, that's a problem. A cow who's grazing in the field doesn't grow. A human being is supposed to constantly be growing in life. But on the other hand, if a person is going to have changes that are too radical, I've seen homes that way. And I've seen the kids that come out of homes that way. People who were Baalei Tshuva, and they weren't balanced when they got engaged. And their home never maintained the balance. Because, like one kid once told me, he said, you know, there are years where my parents have cable TV. There are years where my parents won't let me look at a TV. So I just know it's a matter of time. As a kid, he's telling me this. That he knows there were years like this, and years like this, and years like this, and years like this. Sometimes parents tell him like this, sometimes like that. How's a kid going to come out of that home? So you could say, well, what can they do? They had ups and downs. So I could say, yeah, but maybe part of their responsibility as parents, if you're going to get married and build a home, is to have a certain element of balance. So a person should take another year, and reach a level where at least he knows his ups and downs are within a certain perimeter. I can't quantify it and say A, B, and C. But I definitely think that a person should reach that. Now, a person could say, look, I have goals. I wanna know all of Shas. I'm going to take out 2-3 hours a day, and one day I'm going to be a big time chacham, and etc. Today, I'm not there yet, but I need a girl who wants to go with me on that. So we haven't yet gotten to that as far as matching on the aspirations. But we're talking about before that stage. We're talking about the stage where a person is deciding to go out, before deciding which girl is going to be for him. So then, of course, we're going to need to match on our aspirations, but I have to be a balanced person when I'm ready to go out. It's not enough for me to have aspirations and to match on the aspirations, because part of the definition of the aspirations is also going to be who I am. A person could aspire his whole life to keep the whole Torah. The question is, how far from that is he his whole life? And at what starting point is he? If he's still eating shrimp, then he can't go out with a girl and talk to her about keeping the whole Torah. He has to work on getting off of shrimp and eating kosher and then talk about that. I'm not joking. There's just a certain balance that has to be there when we're going out with the girl. And even if you'll find the girl that she's also still eating shrimp and aspiring to keep the whole Torah, there's such a big distance between the aspiration and where the person is. So many changes that have to take place, you can't expect people to match on that. So one day he says, no more shrimp in the house. And she says, wait a second, I'm not ready for that. What's he going to do then? So there's always the growing process that couples have to work out how they're going to grow together. But we'd like the changes to be a little less radical. So again, a couple could get married and then both could be chozer b'tshuva together and slowly learn, and they're going to have these issues. So if we're talking about in the ideal sense, how a person should be prepared, a person that's in yeshiva and is growing and is working on himself, so why should a person put himself in that situation? Why shouldn't a person give himself another half a year? Again, if there are present circumstances, there's a girl that he already knows and he loves and they want to get married, etc. So that's a different story. Okay, each case has to be discussed. But we're talking about a person starting to date. Before a person starts dating, I think it's logical to think things through and reach a certain level where he's lived up to some of his aspirations, the basis for his aspirations. I want to mention something I meant to begin with. There's a garbage near the door or around the corner. There's a garbage out here. And I want you to feel free to use it. Mm-hmm. Everything I tell you, I'm explaining to you the logic behind. This isn't Torah. I'm telling you things that, from my experience, I think are right. This isn't halacha. I'm telling you, the halacha aspect of dating, I don't think we'll get to tonight. I think that we're going to leave for tomorrow's class. But everything we're saying here are things, my recommendations. I'm giving you the logic behind it. You like it, accept it because it makes sense to you, not because I said it. You don't like it, find the garbage, place it there, go the way you think is right. You don't have to accept anything I say. Think it through. I'm giving you the logic behind it. I'm not telling you anything to accept it because I said so. No. I'm explaining to you the logic behind everything I'm saying. You disagree with me, you think something I said is wrong, you're welcome to comment, you're welcome to explain to me why you think differently, and I'm willing to discuss it. But you should also remember that I could be wrong. You think I'm wrong, okay, don't accept it. I'm not telling you I'm 100% right. If we're talking about halacha, I can tell you, look, this is what I think the halacha says. This isn't halacha we're talking about now. These are tips, these are things that I think will help you, and I'm explaining to you the reason why. But don't take it like he said so it must be so. No. This is what I think, and other people might think differently. Yeah. Want to ask something? Yeah.
Never
mind. Okay, so I think we're going to stop for our vit. Do you guys want to bring supper up?
Are we going to daven here?
I think it's better to daven with the shul, with the